DW.
When Ulysses Müller starts to talk about the argan tree, his eyes light up. The gnarled, twisted, prickly tree has clearly won him over.
They were around during the tertiary period, so during the same time as the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs died, but the argan trees survived. This shows how incredibly strong the tree must be. Those who want to produce argan oil must come to Morocco.
And that's exactly what Müller did 13 years ago. He is originally from Switzerland and used to work in an advertising agency. But then he met a Moroccan woman and was also introduced to the famous oil. He discovered his new passion and founded the argan oil company, Sidi Yassine. Müller produces around 20,000 litres every year.
These are the barrels which contain 200 kilograms of oil. This will all go to France. There's cosmetic oil in each of them.
This oil is usually used in cosmetic creams. Argan oil is in very high demand. Gourmet food lovers appreciate its nutty taste and high concentration of nutrients. And the cosmetics industry hails it as a beauty elixir. Argan oil has become a fashionable product around the world, even though the people from this region have known about it for centuries. They use the kernels from the argan tree for oil, the husks and pulp for livestock, and they use the wood from the trees for heating. But droughts, deforestation and overgrazing are depleting resources. Argan trees are very important to this area. They are an effective form of erosion control and prevent more desertification. This is one reason why argan tree forests were designated as a UNESCO biosphere reserve over 20 years ago. The trees cover an area of 2.5 million hectares, around 9,600 square miles. Mustafa Nagar is one of the champions of the argan tree cause. Until recently, the retiree worked in the Moroccan Ministry of Forestry.
You have to find a balance of interest. They must ensure that the ecosystem is protected in the long term. An argan tree can live up to 400 years. If you plant a tree today, it will take 15 or 20 years to grow just 2 meters. So you need time. But the population also has its needs. This needs to be reconciled with the interest of preserving the ecosystem.
One way of achieving this is through the argan oil cooperatives. Not only do they raise awareness of the treasure that can be found in the argan tree and its kernels, but they also help people in the region earn money, especially women. Jamia is sitting on the floor of the argan oil cooperative Majana near the port city of Essaouira. She's holding a polished stone in one hand, which she uses to split open the nuts from the argan tree. Inside are the kernels from which the women later extract the oil.
It's an easy job. Before, there was nothing here. People stayed at home and just took care of their cattle. Today, things are better with the cooperatives. People can actually make some money, and they can use it to help their kids when they need to.
The work isn't really that easy, though, especially for the women who press the oil out of the kernels using a rotary mill made of stone. But women can earn 150 to 200 euros a month working here. That's not a bad wage in this region. Amina Bona, the head of the cooperative, says the argan oil has brought them luck.
Women have manufactured oil for centuries, but they did it at home, either for their own use or to sell it to make some money. The cooperatives allow them to have an income and spend it on things they need. They can also talk to each other while they're working. That's good for the women.
This business is quite literally buzzing. But for Ulysses Müller, the bustle in the cooperatives is just a spectacle for the tourists. He also buys his kernels from here, which the women peeled from the fruit. But he leaves the actual oil pressing to his machines.
Watching the women pressing the oil is a problem in many ways. When the oil is to be used in cooking, for example, this can easily turn into a hygiene problem. And in cosmetics too, as water is often added. This means that the oil will never have a decent shelf life.
Amina Borna from the Marjana Cooperative is adamant that her employees don't add water to the oil and that everything is done to the highest standards of hygiene. Ulysses Müller guarantees that the quality of his products is thanks to his expensive steel oil presses and filter systems. His argan oil factory looks like a high-tech laboratory, while the cooperative is a bit more reminiscent of a medieval blacksmith's workshop. But who wants steel machines, test tubes and white coats on their holiday snaps from Morocco?
DW.